Vet Voice. If not for the GI Bill. I read with interest Jeff Stauffer's article on the GI Bill, June. The GI Bill has been good to me. My father served in an Army port battalion in the South Pacific during World War II. A few years after his discharge, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis that was declared service-connected. He passed away in 1964 when I was a junior in high school. I was able to go on to higher education because of Illinois' Child of a Veteran Tuition Scholarship and VA benefits under the War Orphans provision of the GI Bill. After graduating from a university, I was drafted into the Army and served a tour in Vietnam. A few years after my discharge, I was again the beneficiary of the GI Bill as I pursued graduate studies under the benefits I had earned. To those who led the movement to establish and continue the GI Bill, I can only say thank you. Richard Bulgren, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was pleased with the article about Henry Kissinger and Hank Greenberg. My older brother Carl used the GI Bill to buy a home on Long Island, but my middle brother Tommy and I used it for our educations. After I was discharged from the Navy and living in Brooklyn, New York, I bounced from job to job. I finally wrote to Tommy, who was attending the University of New Mexico, on what I should do about school. He replied that I should go back to high school and repeat all my courses, because I would only flunk out of college if I didn't. I ultimately graduated from the RCA Institute in Manhattan and got offered a job with Bell Telephone Laboratories in New Jersey as an electronic design engineer. I bought a home in Dover, New Jersey, using the GI Bill. In 1961, I accepted a job at Lockheed Aircraft in California, designing electronic boxes for aircraft. I retired after 30 years as manager of the design department in 1990. Without the GI Bill, I don't know where I would have ended up. Joseph F. Panicello, North Hills, California. As an Army veteran who used the GI Bill to complete a degree in engineering, I would never have been able to go to college without the financial assistance coming from a lower middle-class family. I just hope the government doesn't screw this up, of which it is immensely capable. I can't imagine the financial burden of today's college students having $80,000 to $100,000 in loans when they graduate. Tough to start life with that millstone around your neck. Chuck Syrie, Kingsford, Michigan. The greatest legislation indeed. I dropped out of school after completing the 10th grade. I enlisted in the Air Force and served in Korea. After receiving an honorable discharge, I applied for the GI Bill and picked up my education. I continued through graduate school and then taught high school and college for the next 50 years. The GI Bill helped millions of individuals put their lives on course while benefiting the country at the same time. Government can do great things for its people and the nation. Richard M. Dengate, Rochester Hills, Michigan. America's Inward Turn. Pertaining to Alan Dowd's article, June, on America being the world's policeman and bank, my opinion is this. I would like to see us take care of America first, at least for a few years. We are $20 trillion in debt, our infrastructure is crumbling, our veterans and seniors need financial help, and we have troops in far too many countries defending them when they have the resources to defend themselves. We have given too much in blood and money. It's time we took a break and took care of ourselves. Joseph L. Sexton, Monroe, New York. Alan Dowd articulates well his position on why the United States should not turn inward. However, his examples of where we have intervened do not convince me that the United States should continue to be the world cop. His article does not provide an answer to the question, where is the money? To project power effectively, a nation has to have a strong, cohesive, and assured population. At this time, our nation is anything but. Yes, there is a powerful need to focus inward. Samuel C. Butner, Walnut, California. I live in southeast Ohio, sometimes called Appalachia. In the past 50 years, I have advised mostly young men to join the armed forces, primarily due to no employment opportunities in this area. Yes, cheap overseas and immigrant labor were factors. In so many cases, our obsession with policing the world as leader of the free world has resulted in physical and mental anguish for those so guided. I suggest we place more emphasis on being a great nation among great nations and doing unto other nations as we would have them do unto us. Dwayne Gregg, Senecaville, Ohio. Alan Dowd's article was excellent, having not only a graduate degree in international relations and foreign policy, but having worked in that arena. I know what he states is vital to relations with foreign powers. Engagement and continued leadership enhance security. Robert S. Poydashev, Columbus, Georgia. Funding for Public Broadcasting. Regarding the controversy over what to fund or defund, Big Issues June, I've been a fervent supporter, viewer, and listener of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and NPR for decades. It's at least 30% of my viewing and listening. Programs on these stations are seldom found on the commercial stations. Decent kids programs, music, classical, opera, rock, country, foreign, history. The History Channel has other interests now. Documentaries and more. It is a small savings if funding is eliminated. James P. Huffman, Hollywood, Florida. The Lost Graves of Tarawa. Thank you for Ken Olson's excellent article, May, on our missing boys on Tarawa and History Flight's decade-long effort to bring them home. We travel the world to make that happen. When we're successful, we've recovered well over 100 MIAs. Our hearts soar. I was in the trench when we recovered First Lieutenant Alexander Bonnieman and PFC Ronald Vosmer. I've seen firsthand that it does not matter if a soldier who gave his life for our freedom died a month or 70 years ago. When we bring these heroes home, Americans still care. Learn more about us at www.historyflight.com. Paul V. Schwimmer, Ann Arbor, Michigan. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion Magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206, magazine@legion.org.